Triple R Midday News with Tara Cozzoletto
and Francesca Broom.
Same-sex marriage activists say they are hopeful the High Court will decide in their favour when it hands down its decision later today. Groups are currently challenging the government's decision to use funds set aside for urgent and unforeseen items for the postal vote. Same-sex marriage supporters are instead asking for the matter to be decided in Parliament without a public vote. Equal Love Melbourne convener Ali Hogg says if the postal vote does go ahead, the Yes campaign will be widely supported.
Even though we'll see hate speech, I think that there's enough solidarity there to push us through and to give us confidence to campaign confidently in order to get it across the line.
The Senate committee's coalition members have issued a report disagreeing with a recommended ban of flammable cladding material. Coalition senators say polyethylene aluminium is too widely used in the signage industry, and banning one product will not solve the problem. The Fire Protection Association of Australia's deputy CEO, Matthew Wright, says a full ban misses the key issue.
We think that reform should focus on ensuring improved understanding and application of the current code, which already results in preventing the use of combustible products that spread fire on buildings.
Three people are dead in the Caribbean as Hurricane Irma, the strongest storm ever recorded over the Atlantic, hits Puerto Rico. 600,000 residents are without power and a further 50,000 without water. The Category 5 storm is bringing heavy rain and winds of up to 300 kilometres an hour. Dylan Quinnell from Oxfam says they are preparing for the worst.
There's grave concern that the damage is going to be particularly severe where Oxfam works in the Caribbean, so the Dominican Republic, in Haiti and in Cuba. Some of the things we'd expect from a storm of this size are the potential for large storm surges, so very big destructive waves. At the same time, obviously, a hurricane brings destructive winds and torrential rainfall, which can often cause flash flooding and landslides.
As Hurricane Irma continues its path of destruction, viral hoaxes are posing a threat to those looking for accurate weather information. The US National Weather Service has issued a warning about fake forecasts and videos after the posting of a map showing Hurricane Irma purportedly heading to Houston, Texas. RMIT ABC fact-checking expert Gordon Farah says such fake content can easily go viral.
If it's particularly dramatic or has some other angle to it that makes you interested in it, then you're going to share it. That's part of the problem with fake news. It's done in a way that makes people share it. They can't help sharing it, even before they go out themselves to try to work out whether it's true, whether it's authentic.
An Africa community group has welcomed a call for changes to reduce racial profiling by Victoria Police. A Flemington and Kensington Community Legal Centre report recommends new legislation requiring police to have a reasonable justification before stopping and investigating people. Edward D. Solo of the Federation of African Communities Council Australia says the community wants to see these changes implemented.
We'll be very happy to see that something is done through the legitimate process that will be able to, if not, put this thing under control completely, but minimize it to the extent that we live in harmony.
A symposium on racial discriminatory policing is being held at the University of Melbourne today.
Early childcare educators around the country will walk off the job this afternoon calling for a pay rise. Over 3,000 educators will be involved in the strike. United Voice spokesperson Helen Gibbons says it will be the biggest early education walk-off in Australian history.
It's 2017 and it's just outrageous that educators earn as little as $21 an hour despite their high levels of qualifications.
It's estimated 10,000 families will be affected by the action.
A new study has revealed culturally diverse women struggle to reach leadership roles in the workplace. 70% of those surveyed say they want to achieve senior roles, but culturally diverse women currently make up only 2.5% of ASX company directors. Diversity Council of Australia CEO Lisa Anise says companies need to change their thinking about what makes a leader.
Currently, most Australian organisations subscribe to a very narrow, hyper-masculine view of what a leader is, and anyone who falls outside that group, their assumptions are made about their capacity.
Now to sport. After a week off, AFL fans are hungry for finals to kick off with tonight's qualifying round between GWS and the Crows at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide have won 7 of the previous 8 encounters between the two sides. Two big names, Adelaide superstar Rory Sloane and GWS Steve Johnson, are out of tonight's qualifying final. Football analyst Sam McClure says the game could go either way.
I'm expecting the Giants to really be the clear winners in the midfield, and I'm tipping an upset tonight. I think the Giants are going to get the job done.
Now to the weather, a few showers increasing with a top of 16 today. Tomorrow, a top of 13 with a shower or two. This has been Triple R Midday News with Tara Cozzoletto
and Francesca Broom.